Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Church. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
What is glory? Glory is what God is on the inside. Somebody know that helps me to get a handle. Glory, that's Jesus' insides. That's his insides. What is he? He's wall to wall. Splendor, brightness, magnificence, excellence, honor and grace and majesty and perfection. And you got to start talking in tongues and you can't tell it all because it's God. And it's what he is on the inside. And that is what you and I are predestined to. That is what his purpose is to manifest through us for the whole world and the heavens to see is his insides. Yes, in us and through us. So that when people see us, they see splendor and brightness and magnificence and honor and majesty and perfection. And they don't know how to say it, and they just go, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. It's not how beat down and broken, defeated we are. God intends that people that don't know him at all would look at us and just be amazed and go, you're something. You're amazed. You say, you think we're something? You ought to see our God. This glory that you're seeing, it's him. It's him manifesting on us and through us. What are we talking about? God is good. It's his goodness manifested. God is light. God is love. God is holy. Right? God is righteous. What we're talking about, when people see the lives of goodness and fairness and victory and light, are you with me? They're seeing God. They're seeing the glory of God. Jesus, Hebrews says, is the express, exact manifestation and image of his image and of his glory. So much so that at the end of his life, what did he say? If you have seen me, you have seen the Father. Not because he is the Father. No, some people try to say that, but that's not true. Too many scriptures that say otherwise. But why? Because the Father is in him and he is in the Father, and it was the Father and is the Father's will to manifest God's very insides through this man. Well, where are you right now? Hold that place and go to John 17. This is a good way to wind up the year and go into the next. I mean, ended up with glory and take off into the new one with more glory. Glory, glory, glory to God. Glory to God in the highest. Glory to God. Glory to, what are you saying when you say glory? Huh? You're saying splendor and brightness. How many know in the Old Testament when God would show up, oftentimes what they see? They saw that glory cloud. They saw that light, didn't they? Or they'd see the fire and light of glory. Why? He's always been that. And he'll always be that. Splendor, magnificence, brightness, excellence, preeminence, dignity and honor and grace and majesty and perfection. And I like the Bible word. You just roll it all together and say, glory, glory, glory to God. It is God's will in this church and in every church that he be able to manifest himself in his splendid magnificence. Yes. That the glory of God just fill the atmosphere and hang over our heads and manifest in us and on us and in our seats, to the point that his presence is so real to us that we just slide down in our chair and just go, oh, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. And it seems like it's been a few minutes, and you look up and it's 7:30 in the evening and you go, whoa, glory to God, glory to God. This is what eternity is going to be like. The ages are going to pass and nobody will care. Because the Bible said, in the place where you and I are going, there is no sun. There is no sun. There is no moon. There are no light bulbs. No light bulbs. Don't need any electricity. But it's not dark. It's always light. There's no night there. There's no dark. There's no shadows there. Why? Because the glory of God, the glory of the Lamb, is the light. Yes. Glory to God. Oh, my, my. John 17. Jesus is about, I mean, he is just before offering himself up. He has completed his earthly ministry of teaching and preaching and doing what the Lord told him to do as our example. And now he's about to complete the work as our substitutionary sacrifice. And he is not ignorant of it. He knows it. He has seen himself in the prophecies of Isaiah and Jeremiah. He knows what's about to happen to him fully. He's aware of it. And he goes to prayer before the Father before he finishes this phase. And this prayer in John 17, have you read it?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Would you like to kneel down beside Jesus and listen to him pray?
Yes.
Think you'd learn anything?
Yes.
You can. Just kneel down and read chapter 17 out loud, and you're hearing Jesus pray. At this hour of his life, of all the things he could have been praying about, listen to what he prayed for. John 17, 1. These words spoke Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven, and he said, Father, the hour has come. This is it. We're here. Oh, glory to God. What every prophecy and every sign and every wonder and every miracle since the Garden of Eden had been building up towards. We're here. Father, the hour is come. What did he say? Glorify your Son. Who? Him. Glorify your Son. Me. That sounds strange to us. What's the next phrase? That the Son may glorify you. See, people have not put this together. They thought, oh, no glory to me, no glory with me, all glory to God. He wants to glorify you so that he gets the glory out of you. Do you see this now? Keep reading, it becomes clearer and clearer. As you've given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as you've given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know you, the only true God and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. I have glorified you on the earth, and I have finished the work that you gave me to do. That's what he did in the earth. We are his church. We are, he's the head, we are his body. What are we to be doing? Same thing. Same thing. Our purpose of existence is to glorify him. To glorify him. If it doesn't glorify God, get it out of your life. If it doesn't glorify God in this church, let's not do it. Let's eliminate it. Let's get away from it. Glorify Him, to glorify Him. I've glorified you. Verse 5, now, O Father, what he says it again. What? Glorify thou me with your own self, with the glory which I had with you before the world was. This is what God has always been before there was a world. This glory. Oh, hallelujah. Skip down to verse 17. He says, sanctify them, his followers, through your word. Your word is truth. And as you have sent me into the world, even so I also have sent them into the world. Why was he sent? For the glory of God the Father. Why are we sent? Same thing. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. We are reading John's words right now. We have come to believe on him through their words. So he was praying for you. In verse 20, he was praying for me and for you right here, right now. What did he pray? Now listen, this is praying specifically for you. Jesus prayed, verse 21, what? That they all may be one. If there's no unity, there is no church. We're not just the called ones. We are the called together ones. That they may be one. One as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you've sent me. And, oh no, you got to hold on to your chair on this one now. And the glory which you gave me, I have given to them. We haven't seen this. We haven't lived in this like we're supposed to. The glory that you gave me, Jesus is talking to his Father. I have given that glory you gave me to them. Them who? He just got through saying he's specifically talking about all of us who would come to believe through their words. That they may be one, even as we are one, they are one in the glory. They live in that glory. They are that glory. And friends, in that glory, you go, this is where I want to stay forever. I never want to leave this. This is where I live from now on. In this splendor, this magnificence, this perfection, this glory is what lights heaven. It's how you can see in heaven. You see by the glory.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Church, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.